Back here, Hockey Night in Escanaba. We are in Manistique for the Emeralds and the Eskimos. Our first intermission tonight. One of the juniors on the team, Alex Schwabach. How you doing, dude?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good, man. Obviously, everybody's been asking how things are going for your family, so kind of let everybody know. How's your dad? How's everybody in your family after that horrible fire, man?
We're doing good now. It was pretty sad at first, but I'm good now, and my dad's doing good.
Well, good. Glad to hear that. I talked to him that night, and it was not fun for him. I there's nothing I could say to help him, you know?
Yeah.
And you were sick that night, too, weren't you?
Yeah, I was throwing up at home while it was burning.
Like Marlo comes over, she's like, I don't think this has anything to do with the fire. You were just...
No. Well, yeah, I woke up at 3 in the morning because I felt like I had to throw up, and then I think it was about 4. I was on the way to the bathroom, threw up all over the floor before I got to the toilet.
That's what she... This is pretty graphic stuff, folks. I should have warned everybody not to... She told me. Right there in the street, she goes, yeah, I get to go home and clean up puke now.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, tell him to clean up his own puke.
Yeah.
Well,
I'd rather not.
I guess not. So, well, hopefully, Alex, everything works out insurance-wise and whatnot, and your dad can get back to business as soon as possible.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's talk hockey then. It's when something like this is going on in your family, has it been hard for you to concentrate on hockey?
Not really, no. But going when we won at the Chelsea showcase, I was kind of down, but...
Yeah.
During the game, it didn't really bother me, no.
Well, at that point, you're just kind of used to you get into your routine, right?
Yeah.
So how do you feel the hockey season's been? You guys have had some games where you defensemen, you and Isaiah, and, we go over three defensemen a lot of times. That's tiring, hey?
Oh, yeah. Down in Chelsea, that sucked. We were gassed all game.
Well, and they have a big rink, too.
Yeah.
So a little extra skating room. Do you feel that you're conditioned well now, though, because of all the extra skating events and swaps?
Yeah, I've been in the best shape I've been in a while.
Yeah, I guess so. If not, you're gonna blow a tire, eh?
Yeah.
So this team is kind of weird this year. You play a good game and you play a lousy game. What do you think that is? Is it the youth that we have? What do you think it is?
Well, I just think we got to get more focused before games, really. Like, some games, we're ready, and then some games we kind of mess around. We just got to get ready before the game starts.
Well, this one here tonight, I know you're not messing around. This is an important game, and they're coming after us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They want to win, so we got to come out hard.
Well, and they've come so close so many times. Two overtime games here. They probably should have beat us at our place and blew it at the end.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about, getting your intensity up to their intensity? Because theirs is going to be, they're going to be intense.
Yeah, we just got to come out with energy and just match theirs, and then we just got to bring it higher than theirs during the game.
For you guys to get pucks beyond Alex Noble, what's that going to take?
I think we just got to get pucks on net and crash for rebounds.
Think them dirty goals?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, in that case, you might get a couple because sometimes Isaiah's that trailer, Mm-hmm. Maybe you can be the trailer, too, from the point and pinch in once in a while.
Yeah, I hope.
You don't pinch too often, though, do you?
No, not really. I mean, if it's there, I will, but then you just got to back check and...
Yeah, because if you guess wrong, then you have to hightail it back right away to protect Cully, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that game the other night with Shano, you didn't really have to worry about pinching, did you?
No. I was pinching a lot that game, and it worked like every time, so...
Yeah, that's too bad that they're that rough, but... So, overall, how do you feel the season's gone? You guys are right at the 500 mark, 10 wins, 11 losses.
Well, I feel like I kind of want to go back and play a couple games because I felt like we could have won them, but I'm not complaining.
Well, now if we win this game, we're going to play Negaunee mm-hmm. in the first round. If we lose, we play Kingsford. So, what do you think?
Kingsford's a good team. They always have a close game with us, so I hope we can play Negaunee.
Yeah, well, then go win the game tonight, and you will.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then Sault Ste. Marie after that, you're going to get to see them next week, right?
Yep.
So can we make a run like we did last year, Schwabs?
I think so, yeah. We just got to pick our game up.
All right. What's your plans after high school? You going to be a chiropractor like Isaiah there?
I'm not really too sure yet. I'm still on the verge. I don't know.
You going to make kitchens?
Maybe.
I mean, you know how now, right? Yeah. After all these years.
Yeah.
I asked Gavin that a few years ago. He's like, heck no.
No? Yeah, he didn't really like it.
No. I mean, you could crack a back like Zay's going to do, you know?
Yeah.
But, all right, well, you could be a radio guy too, Schwabs.
Yeah. I'm kind of leaning towards trades. I don't know.
That makes more money than radio guys. You have a good plan there.
Yeah.
All right, man, give your shout-outs.
I'd like to thank all the fans, my family, my teammates, and my girlfriend.
All right, who's the woman?
Abby Elliott.
Yes, ma'am. She's going to hear her name on the radio now. You will not be in trouble tonight.
Nope.
All right, Alex, go get him, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, Alex Schwalbach, everybody, in our intermission show. More coming up from here in Manistique after this timeout on the Eskimo Hockey Network.